Karen Kane Shagana. Okay. Just a quick, before I start, I'm going to give you some marmakomas very quickly, before I forget. Everybody gone through the marmakomas in Karen Kane Shagana already? No? Yes, something was saying yes, something was saying no. Okay, well, let's make sure that we do very quickly. So I'm going to give, for those who have, I'm going to give you the next ones. I think what we're going to do is, first we'll do Kefel Dal Behek Shas Amada Bedin, and then we'll go back to Tavra B'Shas. You could do it either way, it doesn't really matter so much. And then either way, we're going to have to zero in on some of the smaller details of the sugya, but the issues are so interconnected that, let me just see. Okay, let's do it this way. The Tosas Baba Kama Samachei Omed Aleph, Dir Masel Gufa, it's the Tosas we've already seen. A lot of these are overlapping things that we've already seen. The Rush of Perek Zayin Siman Beis, we've already seen. Rabbeinu Yonason, 222 column 2, Dir Masel Achia. Also, Shittim Kubet says Dir Masel Ubeshita Kasuv. Also, again, these are all based on the old Shittim Kubet. You'll find them easily in the new ones, actually. Everything is much more boldened and it's easier to find them. Ubeshita Kasuv, and the Rajba Bab Mitzia Lamed Dal Roman Aleph, Dir Maskal Ihachi. The Tosefta Babakama Zion Hay, this is regarding Dal of the Hay for a moment, because one of the things we want to look at is the relationship between Kefel and Dal of the Hay, and this has already been brought up. When we say Kishas Amad Abedin, where does that leave? There's a third Shas Chiyuv, potentially, in Dal Behei, not Shas Tichon Vechira. So Tosefta Bava Kama Zayin Hei, Shittim Kubet says page 226, column 1, Dibra Maskel Varava Zal Omer. Also Rabbeinu Tam, this I made reference to this, but Rabbeinu Tam about Shaleo Tovech Shaleo Mocher, and Tosas Shans, Shittim Kubet says Samach Zayin Amad Aleph, or in Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, on Samaches Amad Beis, regarding the question of Tvicho Mechira Lachar Kinyan, and also Tosu Ben Peretz, also Samaches Amad Aleph, on the issue of Mechira She'ena Barura B'Shaita. Okay. The Chidush Arayvid, Samachem Amad Aleph, and regarding Knas B'Kefel, and in general, the concept of Knossos, Tosas and Makos stuff, Hey Omed Aleph, Dibur Masel B'chein Linyan Knoss, and the Gilyon HaShas, this is like very, very, very famous. The Ram and the Ravid, Hilchos Geneva, I'm going to probably add to this, and this will be the beginning of the list. Perek Beis Hilchos Geneva Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, so these are Dalad Behei, Kefel, a little bit about the. I'm going to probably expand on the idea of Kefel and Dalad Behei, especially Knossos, the Ravid, the Ram and the Ravid in Hilchos Mechira and Reb Chaim there, but okay, we'll leave that for the moment. Regarding Tleket Mikara, Damim Kedahashta, how that affects Tashlume Kefel and the relationship between the Tashlume Kefel and the Be'en, so Rashi on Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Dibra Masel Tloim Kedemikara. Also, the Tosas read on that Gemara, Samach Vav Med Aleph, Dibra Masel Tloim. Especially when he writes about Shitas Rashi, that's really what I'm interested in. And Rabbeinu Yishaya in the Shittim Kubetzes, again, in minus page 228, column 1, but it's Dibra Masel Vegam Rabbeinu Yishaya. Tosas read a parrots in the middle of Dibra Masel Lema, starting from Tloim Kedemikara until Kachish Lefarish Lefi. Shitas HaKuntris, in the Shittim Kubetzes, mine at least, it's on page 227, column 2. And the Ram and the Ravid, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Tezvav, and Reb Chaim on that piece. If you do show Reb Chaim Alevi Al-Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Tezvav. And just remember our discussion of Dovr Shein and Mesuyam, etc. with regard to Shinui, the impact of Shinui, so Rashi Samachei Amud Beis Dibur Masal Nasha Shinui B'Yadav V'Kano. The Rosh again, Perek Zayin Simen Beis, regarding Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi Shita. Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz, and Shita Gobetz says 227, column 1, Dibur Masal Hambani Beis Shammai. And Rabbeinu Yonasan, again, Shidu Kovetzes, 227, column 1, Dir Maskel Vizel Shon Rabbeinu Yonasan. Okay, I think that's a good way to begin, at least. Let's start with that, and we'll see what we'll how we'll go from there. We're definitely going to do the issues. The only question is the order. I keep changing my mind on the order, so it doesn't matter yet. So, okay. Now let's turn our attention to the topic at hand. We did a bit of a survey of the role of kinyanim in Geneva and questioned whether it applies to Gezela. The halacha, most people assume that it does. Most of the Gemaras, as we pointed out, are about Geneva. And our discussion of Geneva was, number one, where do you have to, how much rishus do you need to constitute Geneva of a guru of Mibes Ha'ish? B, what kind of a kinyan does the ganef require? How does it stack up with other kinyanim, both in terms of Hotzam Rishus Abaylim, Knisal Rishuso? Does the fact that there's Chiyuve Onsin, and it's more of a Chiyuv Kinyan L'chova, make a difference? Or do we treat this as a regular kinyan? Is it part of the Maisa, Geneva? These are the issues that we were discussing. And it affects a number of things. We went through the list yesterday. Just to add, very quickly, two points, and because it's very much related to what we're transitioning into, which is Karen Kain Shaganav. Number one, we pointed out the Hava Mina of the Gemara here on Samech Hamad Aleph is strange. Not strange, important, that the Gemara thought Dafka Biyado and not B'Chatzero, and the Gemara says Kamash Malan, right, Gago Chatzero as well. And it's especially important, given the fact that the Rambam never quotes it, and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer thinks that he doesn't believe in it. So this Havamina, that Chatzer wouldn't work, we should just note that the Gemara in Gittin, on Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph, has a clearer formulation of it, and I think a telling one. The Gemara here speaks about the role of Chatzer in Get, which is V'nasim B'yado, and the Gemara discusses, you know, the fact that you need this Xeris HaKosov to be Marbe Chatzero, both Begitin and Begneva. So the Gemara says, V'nani Mili, Tanrabana V'nasim B'yado, Eli Yada, same Hava Mina and Gitten, Gaga Chatzera Karfifo Minayin, Tamalama Vinasan Mikal Mako. Vitanya Namehachi, Gabe Ganov, that's Argamar Yado, Enlil Yado, Gaga Chatzera Karfifo Minayin, Tamalama Rimatse Timatse Mikal Makom, Utsricha. So the Utsricha is interesting because it provides food for thought what the Hava Mina might have been, why Chatzer might work in Ganov and might. Why it might not work in Ghana. Yashmin and Get, Shum de Balkarcha Megarsha. Avagana of the Lesa Balkarcha Emalo. So this is very fascinating. The Gemara thought that the factor of Balkarcha might have something to do with the effectiveness of Chatzer. And that might be a recommendation for Gittin. Right, and it also may exclude; it may be a disqualification for Geneva. And Rashi explains, "Avaganav delo mechayev ishadi inishal korche, ema midaite nami lo tikni lechatzero im lo moshach kagon nichnas lechatzero v'nal b'faneha." This is the other place where Rashi has this formulation of v'nal b'faneha, both in Bamitzia, Yudam and Beis, and here this is the other place where the Gemara appears on Ayin Zayin Amral. So what's fascinating is Rashi was saying, even if it was null b'faneha, one might have thought that the fact that Gittin is balkarcha, that's understandable. The fact that Geneva is never balkarcha, the Ganav would militate against including Chatzer, even in a case of Nal Bifaneha. So I think if you interpret like the Ksos, actually, this is really interesting. And as we pointed out yesterday, that the Ritva in Gittin, it was said, and you could read this in Rashi easily, as the Ritva apparently does, that all Rashi meant by Benal Bifaneha is that the cases where he was absolutely... there's no other indication that he has das liknos as a gneva. Okay. So we need to know, or he needs to express on some level that he wants to be a ganav. He can't be a ganav bal korcho. That's kind of what Rashi's partially saying here as well. But Rashi's saying here, d'chiyoy blei nami biyade al korche, v'afil hochi am rachmana, aval ganav d'lo mechayev, ima midaite, nami lo tiknechatzero, im lo mashach. Judas Rashi talking about a case where it's midaite, so maybe it's just to prove midaite. Okay. But either way, this is Rashi. The Ksos understood, possibly because of this context, that there is already das liknos. But you need more than that, because for Geneva you need a Maisa Geneva. And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer pointed out, if you already need a Maisa Geneva, maybe this shouldn't be enough, considering it's an indirect Maisa, because it's not really part of the kinyan. So what's fascinating is it goes on the line Mishum de Bal Karcha. And I think the idea then would help for the Ksos. Basically what the Gemara is saying is a chalos kinyan like Chatzer, a passive kinyan like Chatzer, even one where it's Nol Bifaneha. That's Rashi here is using the Nol Bifaneha to explain. Again, Rashi in Bamitzi is explaining why Chatzer works for Ganav. Rashi in Gittin is explaining the same way why Chatzer might not have worked for Ganav, since generally Ganav is not Bal Korcha. Even when it's Beratzon, it should require the kind of kinyan which is more aggressive, essentially. And that's even with the Nal Bifaneha. So in a way, it's like almost like Rabbi Zalman's Ha'ara on the Ksos. You know, there might be a Nal Bifaneha here, but Chatzer is a passive kinyan, and even Nal Bifaneha isn't adding Maisa to the... It's adding a Maisa to the Gavra, but not... Or maybe a Kumbase, according to Noah's formulation, but it's not adding anything to the... It doesn't make the Chatzer more of a Kumbase kinyan, or more of an aggressive kinyan. So this is very interesting. This is exactly the point. The Gemara's Hava Mina was Gittin fine, but not Geneva. Geneva can never have a passive chalos kinyan. Only something which is Bal Korcha or neutral can have that, not Geneva. That's one side of the coin. I think it just works in very nicely. The Iyash Minan Gana of the other side, Mishum de Konse Rachmana, Avoget Emalo, and therefore Tzricha. But that's the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that basically you might think that Konse is not a Kenyan. The only reason that a Kenyan works is Konse Rachmana. It's an extension of how we're going to define Maisa Gneva, and it's because Konse Rachmana. But in Ochanami, this kind of Kenyan at least is lacking from a Kenyan point of view, Chalos Kenyan. So both perspectives in the Gemara are important. La halacha, except for the Rambam maybe, everybody agrees that Gago v'Karfifo, the Chatzero, are applicable to Gneva. But the larger issue, maybe Ganav requires a more aggressive Kenyan, or maybe Ganav, the real issue is, you know, Kansin and Rachmana, those ideas may very well still register, they may be very relevant. In the Ksos, they register, ironically, for his explanation of Rashi. In some of the other Makoros that we saw, where maybe you can be Mekil in the Kenyan Geneva, Dafka, because only Lechiv owns, you don't need more than that. Or where you're going to have to be Machmir, Chatzer Sheinu Mishtameres, maybe according to the Gra, even if it's Omed Bitzido, things of that sort, the two formulations of the Gemara may continue to echo. By the same token, I mentioned the Gemara of Azar very quickly, and then I realized afterwards that I'm not sure if everybody understood the reference, and Either way, I should just accent it a little further, because it is very important. We discussed this Gemara about Benoach and Hashava, and we made the Haro when we read it, but we weren't in the topic then. It was just a very, very important Gemara. The Gemara is talking about whether or not there's Meshicha Lagoy. And the Gemara says, I can prove to you that there's Meshicha La'akum, because if there wasn't, how could there be Gezel Akum for Benoach? Tashma, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Benoach nerag al pachat shavu putav lanitin li shavon, v'i amras mishicha ba'akum ein akone, amai nerag. That's just a very strong, forgetting everything else, that's just a very strong line in the Gemara. It makes it clear that kinyan is a crucial component in Gzela. Here in two things, in Gezel Benoach, and by extension in Gezel, I mentioned almost all the Gemaras are about Gneva. This Gemara is not about Gneva, but about Gezel, and Gezel Benoach to boot. The Gemara is saying, that's indispensable, one would have thought that would be indispensable in Gzela, and that proves that Yesh Meshicha Legoy. So the Maskana then becomes very important, because the Gemara says, no, Mishum Detzarei LiYisrael. Meaning even without a kinyan, that's one day in the Gemara. In the end of the sugya, on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, it could be that the Gemara is actually concluding that Yesh Meshicha Legoy. So the final maskana is not clear, but even the interim maskana. So is the Gemara saying that, you know, in Ochanami and maybe even in Gezel Yisrael, we could get away without a kinyan? Maybe only in Gnevas Yisrael do you require a kinyan? Or is this something very, very specific to Gezelas Goy? As we pointed out, the language of Kometzare here in Avodah Zarah should be linked to the Gemara in Sanhedrin when it uses language of Mitzare, when it talks about Pachas Mishavah Pruta. In which case, maybe it's only a Mechayev in Goy and not in Yisrael at all. This Gemara does seem to imply in general that not only Gneva but Gezela requires Kinyanim. But it's possible to get out of it as well. In any case, the assumption of the Gemara that Gezel, Shel Goy, requires Kinyan in the Hava Mina is very fascinating, because the role of Kinyanim is almost totally irrelevant in Gezel Goy. That's in Yisrael, we've pointed out that the situation's a little more complicated, because there's the Chiyuv Onsin, there's the Nizke Mamon, right, there's the Shine Kone, right, there are really aspects that directly relate to Kinyanim. But in Gezel Goy, right, which is Chayv Misa, Velo Nitan Lishavon, so the role of Kinyan, the effect of Kinyan, seems completely questionable. I wouldn't reject it completely, but it's questionable. So, and yet the Gemara's Hava Mina was that if Ein Meshicha Leganav, then there's no Gzela Legazlan Goy, then there's no, if Ein Meshicha Legoy, then Ein Gezel Legoy. So if we take the view that the role of Kinyan is just an act of Maisa Otsam Rosh Hashanah, it's a way of defining the Maisa Gzela. It's not because you need the Kinyan, the Chalos Kinyan per se, just that, you know, are you doing something legally significant that's defined as Otsam Rosh Hashanah, or, you know, the Chavetz was physically here, now it's physically somewhere else, but it's legally hasn't really been taken out or from him. Now, it's a sheer in Maisa Gzela, Maisa Otsam and Abaylin. If we say that, then it's quite possible, even if we don't care about Chiyuv Onsin, certainly if you don't care about Kinyan and beyond that, then indeed we still require that there be a Chalos Meshicha Legoy in order for there to be Gezel Goy through Hotzam Rishusa. I think we said this then, but I'm just repeating it now, because in light of what we've been discussing the last 2 days, namely the role of the Kinyan, it's just much more meaningful and significant. And therefore, in light of this, again, that's the Hava Mina. The Maskana may be, no. You know, there are other ways to do the Mechayiv of Gezel Goy is the Mitzare, number one. And maybe as long as we don't really care about Kinyanim, not even in the Onsim sense, but maybe even if we only didn't care about Kinyanim in the more ambitious sense, there would never be a requirement of Kinyan. And maybe that's why there's a difference between Gneva and Gezela two in the end. It's hard to know. But either way, the Havamina of this link is very, very important. By the same token, both the comments of Tosas are very important because of that. This is what I was referring to yesterday. Tosas says, on the bottom here, he says, he quotes Rashi, Pirish, Halokanya, V'chalechad Yisra, V'shusad Yisrael. After all, the object, nothing happened to it. It remains Vershus Yisrael. Therefore, there's no Gezel, since there's no Kinyan. So Tosa says, V'kasha. Again, this is relevant to the topic that we discussed yesterday and what we're about to discuss now. Do Yisrael nami lo kana hagzela lio shalo. Like, that's a strong statement of Tosas. Tosas says, what do you mean you need a Kenyan for a God? Tosas is exactly challenging the Havmi to the Gemara. After all, even in Yisrael, the purpose of the Kenyan isn't real Kenyan. And therefore, even if Mashiach is not Kone the guy, the Maisa Mashiach might still be a Maisa Gzela in the same way that a Yisrael requires a Maisa Kenyan, even though he really isn't Kone either. Again, highlighting once more, the role of Kinyan and Gzela is not what it accomplishes at all, but as a Maisa. Dafilo hachi kanya liyiskai ba'onsin hachiv the shayich bay. This is very fascinating language of Tosas. V'hachanani yeshlonu lomar bebenoach shekno liyiskaiv ba'misa d'haino hachiv shayich bay. So of course this is a huge assumption of Tosas. Tosas making several assumptions. Number one, Tosas assuming that when a Yisrael makes a Kinyan in the context of Gneva and Gezela, that he really is not Kona the Chayfetz. Right? Or whatever he's Kona for is of extremely limited significance. Because if it was the ambitious kind of Kinyan, you know, then how can you compare that to the ineffective Chalos of a non-Jew? So if Tosas was operating with the idea that there are strong, positive kinyanim for the guy, this line would make no sense. The question doesn't get off the ground. Even if Tosas were assuming that the chiyuv onsin of a guy, I'm sorry, the chiyuv onsin of a gazan and a ganav is a function of kinyanim lechova. So could you say bidvarim shashayich bo, bidvarim shashayich bo? Even that's not a good comparison. Why? Again, in the case of non-Jew, we're talking about chiyuv misa, we're talking about maisa gzela. That's it. There are no dine mamonis repercussions necessarily. Right? So then the question is, so why do you need a working kinyan? But if you were to say in Yisrael that he has the ambitious Kenyan that leads to actually, eventually, to him overcoming the Nignav in some way, or even if not over Shinikona, in other words, or if even if he can't overcome the Nignav ever, at minimum it gives him positive rights to the Chayfetz, Tashmishim, or positive responsibility, Niske Mamon. So how can you compare a non-Jew? But even if you go one step lower than that's the point I'm making now, and you say, you know what? Those things have other explanations. The real issue of Kinyan, Gazlan, or Ganav, B'chefetz, is Le'inyan Chiyuv Onsin, which is what Tosas is saying. But even that might be a din of Kinyanim. So you're Konev in an extremely minimal way. Le'inyan Chiyuv Onsin. It's Birshuscha Le'inyan Onsin. How can you compare that L'dvarim Hashayachim B'gezalakum, which is not monetary at all, just Misa? So it sounds like what Tosas is going so far to say here is that even the Chiyuv Onsin don't reflect real Kinyanim. The Chiyuv Onsin are just a result of there being a Misa Gzela, Hotzam, Rishus Abaylim. If you have Hotzam, Rishus Abaylim, so, Begezel Yisrael Lema Deshayach Bey, Begezel Akum Lema Deshayach Bey. That's the Maisa Gzela. Maisa Gzela for him means Chiyuve Mamon. Take like the Nesivus, it's a kind of an Onesh. or even if it isn't an onus, but it's a chiyuv, but not necessarily one that's part of your mazik, not one that flows from your limited kinyanim. Mashen kein, the non-Jew, the shayich bey, which is chiyuv misa. And then, of course, there's one more assumption. And that is, it's one thing to say in Yisrael, who is included in Mashicha for Dine Mamanis, okay, so even if I think he doesn't have positive kinyanim, and even if he doesn't have kinyanim linyan chiyuv onsin, it's only kinyanim, it's not kinyanim at all, it's the kinyan moel ledavar shashayich bey, but okay, because for him, this is a maisa. It's a maisa in Dine Mamanis, and therefore it's a maisa of Hotzah in the context of Geneva and Gezela as well. But for the non-Jew, ein lo kinyan mashicha b'mamanis, maybe it's not even a maisa. Tosfos has to assume that all we're deriving from ein mashicha legai is that there's no chalos, that it's not effective enough. This we talked about first time when we mentioned this Tosfos. Not that there is no maisa, chalos maisa mashicha. And that even the chalos maisa mashicha, it doesn't even have to work in dini mamanit. Or it could be, because it will work, let's say in matana, and in metziah, even if it doesn't work in nekachumemkar. That's a distinction that Tosis points out. So that's enough. These are the assumptions of Tosis. And Tosis doesn't go back on this. Tosis just ends up saying, well, the mechayiv here is different. There's no hanas atzmo, there's no chisa lechavero, because pachas mishomer pruta, that's Tosis' answer. Ironically, consistently, but it's an extension, if you look at the next Tosis in Avodah Zarah, we discuss both of them. So the next Tosis says, the Gemara seems to go back on this, Gemara says, well, it's not nitan lishavon, Rashi explains, it's not nitan lishavon, because the chavetz already remains, the chavetz is in the reshus of the owner anyway. The Tema, Tulsa again asks, Hare Yisrael Nami, Lo Kana Hagzela. Vafilo Hachi Isa Betoras Yishavon, the Sivahesha Vasagzela. And then Tulsa's answers has different pshat in the Gemara. They don't like Rashi's pshat. Again, the same Tulsa. Tulsa is saying, in the case of a Ganav Yisrael, or a Gazan Yisrael, he does not have real Kinyanim in the Chayfetz. Even though he makes a kinyan. What do you mean? Again, Tosfos seems to be completely downplaying the positive aspect of the kinyanim. And in light of the previous Tosfos, even the chiyuv onsin part are really not so much a function of kinyan as they are of maisa gzeila. So Tosfos is saying, the same way that the non-Jew, pikadon kalecha di gezel kalecha di isa, b'shusa de mara isa, that's really true for Yisrael too. The Xos, this is relevant to what we're going to discuss in a minute, the Xos and Simon Shinun Beis says the answer for Rashi is a difference between two types of things. There's a difference between saying you have a chiyuv hashava and it's your obligation to return it, and saying that the object belongs to the owner, even though it's physically in your reshus, because b'kana kalecha isa, or gezel kalecha isa, b'shusa demari isa. In one case, it's your obligation to find him, to spend money, tirchav hashava, and the other case, not. In the case of Yisrael, there are kinyanim le'inyan, or at least chiyuvim le'inyan hashava. In the case of Goy, you might say that there's nothing, I'm just holding on to chefetz, which isn't mine. That's the Xosis chiluk. But the point is that Tosis, in both places, is completely almost negating or neutralizing the positive role of kinyanim, even the chiyuv onsin role of kinyanim. This should be fully integrated, these two Tosfosin and the Havamina of the Gemara, with both of the discussions that we're having. With the discussion of what is the level of kinyan required in Gneva and Gzela vis-a-vis other kinyanim. That's exactly the parallel here with Goy. If Mashicha doesn't work for Goy and Kinyanim, what about Linyan Gezel? Again, what about Rosh HaSarabim? What about the Ksos for the Rashi or the Gra? All these issues. Because Tosis is playing down both aspects of the Kenyan, almost relegating the role of Kenyan to nothing more than Maisa Hotsam Rishus Abaylim, part of the technical definition of Maisa Gneva Ugzela. But one could certainly argue with Tosis. That's what I meant about Tosis seems to be ignoring Kenyan Gneva Ugzela in the context of Yisrael. And I mentioned there are two comments, the Rashash Alatar in Avodah Zarah, who says, I just don't understand what Tosis means. Second. Let's see if I can find it. I always put the Rashash in different places in these multi-mesechted volumes. I think it's after, in the end here, just one second. It's worth reading though, because it's a sharp relation. Here. Yeah. Here on Ayin Aleph on the base, so he says, second. The Kasha, the Hayisrael, Nami, Lokana, this is Tosas, Anochi Tema, the Gam Gabi Yisrael, Lo Mischayev, Ad Sha'asa Maisa Kenyan, Kinemuchav Besugit Exuvis Daflamet Aleph on the base, Ubaba Basra Pei Vavam and Aleph, Gabi Agonev Kis, Sayyim Agar Viyotze, Dilo Ovid Meshicha, the Kaniba, Lo Mischayev Begneva. What Tosas is talking about? That you don't need a Kenyan, you just need the form. It's not true. If you did a kind of Kenyan that wouldn't work, it wouldn't generate Gzela or Gneva. V'lachein overkakovim nami im meshicha lo kani gabei lo yischayev v'al terutzim kasha misham v'hasam chisra afilo hachi lo have a meshicha ilo have a meshicha dekani la v'almalav v'mischayev. So this Rashash really just belongs as part of the discussion that we've been having. As do these two Tosas. The Gilyan Marsha, which I mentioned the other day, he just says, Ayein Betosis Yom Tov on the Mishnah and Bava Kama Ayin Tesamad Aleph, Ubilashon Hachosha Mishpat Simin Shin Memches Sivdalet. What is he referring to? He doesn't say beyond that. What I think he's referring to is what we already discussed, which is the Tosis Yom Tov has the Diuk in the Bar Tanura, which is really a Diuk in the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in Perik Beis, Hilchos Gneva Halacha Tezayin. Right there, the Rambam says. Where's my Rambam? I know I had one. I thought I brought one down. Thank you. The Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin. Agonav Breshus Abaylim Hov Hagneva Adayini Breshuso Potter Min Akeifa. That's the Tosas Yom Tov's diuk. What do you mean, min hakeifel? And he says, v'tema, I don't understand why that should be. If you look at the language of Choshen Mishpat, so Choshen Mishpat is making mechalik between Geneva and Gezela, based on the Sugan Dafayin test, on the base. And then the next halach in Choshen Mishpat, Sif Dalid, Shin Memches Sif Dalid, is Hagonev has to do so bederech kinyan, and if there's no kinyan, then he's not a ganav. So I think what the Gilyan Marsha was saying, put together the Tosas Yom Tov in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, you might come to the conclusion that the only time you really require Kinyan is for Gneva, or even the Kefal of Gneva, but not necessarily for Gzela. Maybe that's a little bit where Tosas is coming from. Tosas was saying, you don't really require Kinyan, you just require the form of a Kinyan. But maybe don't require an effective Kenyan. So all this needs to be, as I say, integrated into the discussion of the quality, character of Kenyan required in the Nimamanis and Gneva, the question of Akum and the contrast of Akum and Yisrael, both Tosasin, and these additional points. Okay, but I say this is also equally part of our next topic, which is Karen Kane Shaganov. So we had the Gemara read yesterday. Yeah.
Rashi connects the Gemara. They connect Rashi's opinion for the first Gemara, and then all the time with the Tosfos. that market can have with a statement of cluster, as opposed to saying the cluster, and then the mock model would be a data share, but then the mock model is most.
You mean Ptosis's view in Ayintesimut Aleph?
Yeah.
How does that fit with the language of the Gemara in Ayin Zayin and Gittin?
In fact, they're saying that the Rashi Mel Bifanea is talking about Kinyan Chatzer, and in fact, it was the Kinyan Chatzer. So, how can you say
well, the Gemara says Gago Chatzero.
So, then, how could it be a Kinyan Mashiach?
Right, I think that's a question not only in the Gemara and Gittin, but that's a question of our Gemara.
Exactly.
It sounds in our Gemara like the Limud is. That Gago and Chatzero work, which are kin and Chatzer, and if you explain that it's really a din in Mashiach of a Makom Arai, that's strange. I think you're right. I don't think you require Rashi for that even. I think just our Gemara alone on Samachay Amud Aleph, and the same Gemaras in the other two places, because definitely in Isha, we're talking about if you're adding that point. In other words. Especially the Gemara, I think that's a good Hara. Especially the Gemara in Gittin, Ayin, Zayin, Amud Aleph, because that Gemara is contrasting it with, comparing and contrasting with Isha, and it's clear that that's Chatzer. Right. So even our Gemara alone sounds like Chatzer, but if you want to say, oh, it's just Chatzer for the sake of Mashiach of Makom Arai, maybe you could squeeze out of it. But the Gemara in Gittin is certainly talking about Din of Kinyan Chatzer, and the Gemara Babmetzi also, the whole Sugya is about Chatzer. Right. The whole sugya in Yod and Yod Aleph is about Chatzer. So I think you're right. I mean, it's very, very difficult to understand why Tosas thinks that's a raya, and yet Tosas does both on Ayin Tes and Aleph, and according to the Ritzva, the second day of Tosas and Ksuvas, Lamed Aleph on the base. So I think that is strange. It's a good order. Okay. Let's back to Karen. Get back to Karen Kane Shagata. Okay. So we read the Gemara yesterday, and we raised the following question: what is the rule and what is the exception? Or are both of these rules, or are they both exceptions? You have Karen Kain Shaganav, you have Kepel Dal Vehei, Kishas Hamada Bedin. What we would want to say, you know, if we were in charge, would be that all this reflects very nicely on the different Mechaivim of Karen and Kepel Dal Vehei. And that's an easy thing, actually, to say. How so? Donnie? That is an easy thing to say. We can just explain it and formulate it. I say, if the rule of Rav, Karen Kain Shaganav, Kepel Dal Vehei, Kishas Hamada Bedin, we're trying to figure out, you know, are these Gzeres HaKasuv that go against our understanding of the Mechaivim? Are they consistent with the Mechaivim? None of us here in the room, hopefully, are, you know, such contrarians. I said, if we had our choice, and Rav says, Karen Kain Shaganav, Kepel Dal Vehei, Kishas Hamada Bedin, what we'd prefer to do is say, oh, this reflects very accurately on the Mechaivim involved. And there's no discrepancy, there's no exception in rule. Both of them are rules. Right. Okay, that's with regard to Karen. So you're only being half ambitious. You're saying, if the Gzeres HaKasuv relates to Dalad Behei, if it's an exception in a rule, so then which one is the exception, which is the rule? So Kepel Dalad Behei is going to be the exception, so that way the rule at least can be Karen Kain Shaganav. At least the Karen will be on more solid footing. I'm saying, in theory, one could be even more ambitious than that, except that you're right. You'd have to relate to the question, why do you need a Gzeres HaKasuv? Does the Gzeres HaKasuv just teach you the logic of it? It says, Achya LeKaren Kein Shagana. It sounds like the Gzeres HaKasuv is related to Karen. Well, we'll read the Tosis in a minute, but Tosis is going to tell us that, in fact, Achya LeKaren Kein Shagana is misleading. The real Gzeres HaKasuv is about Kefal and Dal Behei, which is what you were saying. Okay. But I'm saying, if we had the choice, we say, oh, the Gzeres HaKasuv doesn't teach us exceptions. The Gzeres HaKasuv reveals to us what we might not have known otherwise in Akhenami, and that is two rules. How do we explain that? Why would both of them be rules? How can they both be rules if one depends on Shas HaGneva and the other depends on Shas HaMad HaBedin? Just explain each one a little bit better why it makes perfect sense. If it does to you.
Not because if it's gone up in value, say, out of 10 million ounces pounds.
Okay, I mean, let's leave that outside for the moment. Let's say Yukar Vizula. The Gemara is going to end up saying, we read the Gemara yesterday, right? Yukar Vizula is where the Nafkamina comes about, and especially, you know, when it's Nisyaker. I'm sorry, when it's Poches, from Dalet to Aleph. So that's going to be the Nafkamina. You're going to pay four for the Keren, you're going to pay one for the Kefel and the Daladeh. That seems strange. Mimanashach, right? Either we go by Shas Gneva, or we go by Shas Hamadabadin. How could it be that both of these... So again, if you say we have exertional consequences, one of them is an exception, fine. That's, you know, we're all Yorei Elokim, and we accept exertional consequences. If that's what it is, that's what it is. But if it's not exertional consequences against the Mechaivin, but it's one which is consistent, how would you explain that?
Say that the Karen is a din in the Maisa.
Correct, excellent.
And the Kepon Dalhe is a din.
Yeah, and why is that so?
Because it's generated by the Yisdin.
Exactly. The simple pshat, if we didn't have any Xeris HaKasuv at all, if Rav had just said to us, Karen, Kain, Shagana, Kefal Dalbe, Kishas HaMadabedeh, and there would be no Makar at all. Right? We would have explained, very simply, Karen should be Kain Shagana, because that's when he becomes a Ganav, and that's when the Chiyub Gneva begins, or Gezeva, whatever the case may be. Let's assume for a moment that they're the same. We'll find out that there's one Rishon who thinks that they're not the same. Who's the Rishon who thinks that they're not the same? Michael?
Well,
we know that there's no Kefal Dal in the Hay and Kzela. I said, for the moment, talking about Karen, Kain Shaganab, I said, let's assume for the moment that Geneva and Gzela are the same, even though there's one very prominent Rishon for whom they're not the same at all. Are not the same in this issue. Who's that? Do you know? I don't know. Did you finish Amar Magamos?
No.
Okay. Who, Josh, right? Said he didn't finish Amar Magamos. Who's the Rishon just... Right? Yeah, you did say that, right? I said, who finished Amar Magamos? And you...
No, I said I got through some.
Oh, I thought you said you finished them.
I didn't mean all of the Amar
Magamos. Rubo Kikulo. But there's no Rubo Kikulo in Amar Magamos.
I didn't see any Rishon yet that said that.
You didn't see anyone? Okay. Anybody? Kelsey? Yeah, the Tosis Rid, who was in a huge, huge chiddush. We're going to get back to that. But aside from the Tosis Rid, right, who says that Karen Kain Shaganav is Dafka Begneva and not Begzela, correct? Right? Aside from the huge chiddush of the Tosis Rid, everybody else will assume that Karen Kain Shaganav is pretty much no difference between Gneva and Gezela. And one of the indications of this is one of the things that Tosis asks immediately, and other Rishonim as well, namely, what, Yoni? What do they all ask? What do the Rishonim all ask in this Gemara, from another Gemara? Yeah, exactly. What the relationship is between Rav's Nemra of Karen Kain Shaganav and the Mishnah in the beginning of the ninth parak, Kola Gazlanim, Shalmin, Kishas Agzela. Right? The Tosis' first question basically is, it sounds like Rav's just repeating over a Mishnah. Right? There's no advantage in that. I mean, it's a Mishnah. Kala goes on a Mishnah, Kishas Agzela. So many of the Rishonim, all the Rishonim pretty much like that question, and they give different answers to that question. But the Rishonim, well, I like that question, are all assuming that even though Rav said Karen, Kain, Shaganav, that there's no difference between Geneva and Gezela. Since we have spent a significant amount of time, you know, investigating each and every opportunity, whether or not there might be differences between Geneva and Gezela. So, since Rav says it's halacha by Geneva, and the Mishnah says it's halacha by Gezela, so, you know, we're a little more sensitive, our antennae are receptive, you know, to maybe there's a difference between them. So the Tosis Rid actually does significantly distinguish them. And it's a major major chiddush of the Tosis Rid. So we'll get back to it. But assuming for the moment that, you know, Karen Kain Shaganav, Kala Gazon Misham Kshas Zela basically mean the same thing, so is that a difficult concept to swallow? So Dani's saying, no, not at all. You should pay Kishas HaGzela or Kishas HaGneva because the Gneva is the Mechayiv. Correct? Okay. And what about Kefal Dal Dehei Shas HaMadav Din?
for that device is not the machayev.
It's a knas, meaning it's not correspondent to what you did. It's an additional, it's a supererogatory kind of a chiyuv. It's an additional chiyuv, one which doesn't correspond to your actions. And once that's the case, so it becomes an interesting and an open question. Because on the one hand, there is a trigger, or seeming trigger, a perceived trigger. On the other hand, it's not correspondent exactly. And we also know from other sugyas, and that's one of the things we're just going to document very quickly when we do the topic, that Bezdin plays a very prominent role when it comes to knossos. Since we know that, it becomes easy to suggest that both dinim of Rav are natural halachos. Karen Kane Shaganav, Kolagazon Misham Mishasak Zela, because that's the Mechayev. And therefore, the act which is Mechayev also dictates the Zman Achiyuv. Dalad Hekeshasa Mada Bedin, because the act of Gneva isn't really the Mechayev. It's maybe the, it's used as a kind of a trigger, but really, Bezdin, that would be the best way to say it. Bezdin is the Mechayev. Shall we say, Moda Miknas is Patur, right? That itself could be because you need Bezdin to be the Mechayev. Right? So, if that's true, namely, you can have a Gneva, you can have the threat of a Kefel and a Dalad Behe, but if you're Motiv Knas, it's gone. So Ad Shas Amad Bedin, which is when you can no longer be Motiv Knas, there really is no Chiyuv Kefal V'Dalad Behe. So both halachos, Keren Kein Shaganav, Kefal Dalad Behe, Shas Amad Bedin, both might be natural dinim. I Achil Keren Kein Shaganav. Why do you need this Gzeres HaKasa? To teach us this halacha, to teach us that this is the natural. What are the other candidates? What are the other possibilities? Well, in the case of Kefal, maybe the Gneva, maybe Moda Beknas Patur is a Patur. But in the absence of a Patur, maybe the Mechayev really is the Maisa. Right? In the case of Dalad Behei, we still have to investigate what the status of Tvicho Mechira is, whether that's a trigger and a Mechayev, or just a Tanai. These are the things that we're going to talk about. I'm giving away all the secrets now. You know, these are the issues. What about the case of Gneva? Is there any reason to think, there is a reason to think that Kefal and Dalad Behei could be earlier. Is there any reason to think that Gneva could be later? That's a tricky question. Ellie, what do you think? Okay, why? Hard to say that Bezdin, I mean, there's no Motiv Knas Patur. If what? Ah, okay, now we're getting, that would be a reason to think. And I thought you were saying something more. But why? I mean, you stole it now. Tuesday at 2 o'clock. You stole the object. I mean, that's when you did what you did to that poor. The victim doesn't have
the animal for the whole time.
What do you mean doesn't have the animal for the whole time?
I mean, from right from the task of Gneva until you get back.
Ah.
He still doesn't have it.
Okay, but we're talking about a case where, in the case of the Gemara's Yukra Vizula, is a case where the price went down. Not a case where it went down. If it went up, I understand what you're saying. We'll get back to that too. If it went up, so you might say, there's a question to ask. Does the Gneva end? Does the Gneva continue? If the Gneva continues on some level, so then, you know, we'll give him the higher price. Fine. That logic I understand well, and we'll have to see why that should not be true if according to some it's not true. What about Itbar Mimela? Itbar Mimela seems to defy that, because in Itbar Mimela we're basically saying that, again, it was worth a dollar, now it's worth four, but it wasn't Tavar V'Shasya, it was Itbar Mimela, you're paying the dollar. So that, one could have argued against that case because of what you're saying now, which is, well, he's a continued he's continuing the act of gzela as long as he holds on to the chefetz. So he's a gazon at one, he's a gazon at two, he's a gazon when it jumped from two right over to four. But he's a gazon at four. So why isn't he... Why? That's an interesting question. Does that prove that the act of gneva maybe is not a continuous action? But one could have said it, misvara makes sense. That would be an explanation why itbar mimela might be chayev dalet. But that's fine and good. But what about the opposite, which is what the Gemara really is saying, which is if you have mikara shavya dalet ubesof shavya echad, that you mishalem karen kain shaganav. Why would anybody ever logically be able to dispute that and say, no, you pay the one, you don't pay the four? Could there be any logic behind that? Okay, but you're, I mean that's what Chiyuv Onsen is about, you know, presumably. No one's going to say that, you know, that if a flood takes place, that's not your fault.
Well, it's in a different area. I mean, the price would have went down whether it's in his house or your house.
Okay, and the flood would have happened if it was in your house. The flood hit the whole state, the whole world. By the way, it happened once. Right? You know, when Og kind of dusted himself off, you know. So he wasn't, you know, he wasn't as just the big calamity as Noah. So that's not going to help you so much. Anything else? I think, I mean, you hinted at something. You're on to something.
I'll try to answer again.
What?
I'll try to shove a kesef answer again.
What do you mean? Okay, but that's, it's not shove a kesef per se. It's, but it's something connected to it, namely. What's the reason to delay? One factor, you could say it with one word. If you want to use the article before, so it's two words. What's the one issue that might
explain?
Correct. Explain?
Rashi.
And I think that's what you were talking about, Shava Kesef. I that's what I thought, but what? Right? Right. Go ahead, Josh, explain.
Rashi goes, he says that Hecha Avayesh Levein Benjuhuk or Benjuhuzla Chazeres Kemo Shehi.
Well, that's true anyway. You don't need Rashi and Bam Metzia to tell us that, but you're right that, by the way, everybody should look, if I didn't give it to you, I don't remember on the original Mar Makamos, that you should look at the Shakra Vitaria of Bam Metzia as well. We'll need it for Tavra Shasya, but even one line before we get there. The Gemara, the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and the Shakra Vitaria about Shlichus Yad and Shol Shlomidas, was that on the original Ramakamas?
No.
No? Okay, so just you should look at the Shaka Vatari. It's the Gemara of Tavra Vashasya, but the Gemara tries to apply it to Shlichus Yad and Shal Shlomidas. That itself is important, and one line is very important. Go ahead.
So, once you have the Shiva Shava, so you have to.
Not once, as long as.
As long as there's a Shiva Shava, so you have to return the object to end, because you're a mean kind of cluster.
So one could say, even though the Maisa Gneva and Gazela begins at the moment that you steal the object, the fact is that when we're talking about Karen Kain Shaganav or Kala Gazon Misham and Kishasa Gzela, we are not talking only about the Gneva and the Gzela. We're talking very specifically about Tashlumin. That's what I thought you meant. I think it is what you meant. But you know, you have to formulate. Meaning, until as long as there is a Be'en, one could argue that there really is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. And that the Gneva and the Gzela revolves only around the Be'en. Now, there are two ways to formulate it. I steal an object. And this is so integrated with all the things that we've discussed already, right? Whether it's Chamson or Los Achmod or the connection of Kefel to the Be'en. Meaning, when you steal an object, you know, what really happens at that moment? You know, on one level, you're stealing a Be'en, a personal object, a Cheftza. Right? On the other level, you're stealing $20 value from him. The question is, what is the relationship between those two things? In theory, you could explain it, you could formulate it in different ways. You could say, two things are happening simultaneously, and never the twain shall meet. Two separate things. The only relationship between them is that, you know, Yosher, you're not going to overlap and duplicate. You're not going to say, you know what, you stole my Ming vase, and it's and you also stole, a $1 million of value from my estate. You know, so give me the, the Ming vase and the $1 million. Of course, that's ridiculous. Because when you put them together, they don't stand separately. Okay, as long as there is a Be'en, then it's obvious that the return of the Be'en is a return of, just like taking the Be'en is both, returning the Be'en is both. And by the same token, if there is no longer a Be'en because it's been destroyed. So you're not going to say, fine, that's for the million, but where's the replacement Ming Dynasty vase? I don't know why all the vases are from the Ming Dynasty, by the way. Maybe you can have
excellent one. Excellent craftsmanship.
Okay. Anyways, but the... Apparently, right? So the... it's obvious that you're not going to say both. Not on the way... not as long as there is a ban, and once there's no longer a ban. But the question conceptually is a very, very relevant one. Namely, as long as there is a ban, do we even talk about Tashlumim? Im kein shagazal yachzir, im lav mamon boi shlume. So you can say what that means is, as long as there's a ban, we don't talk about money. Right? So when does the money come in? The second that the ban is destroyed. That's not shasa gzela or shasa gneva. That is what? That's it, Bar Mimela time, or close at least to Shasa Mada Bedin. But it's really it, Bar Mimela time. It's the later time. It's the point when there's no longer ban. Yeah.
Could be Shasa
Mada
Bedin. Could be Shasa Mada Bedin in Yeshua.
Possibly. Or, that's not what happens. What really happens is you steal a chepetz, you're stealing it on two, you're not stealing two different things, but you're stealing on two levels. Immediately, there is a chiyuv tashlumin. Of course, as long as there is a be'en, that's what we say, deishav, it's like zelim kein shigazal yachzir. You could say, ha-reishal kolafanecha. Right? You stole $1 million, now it's only worth $500,000. That's what it means, ve'heishav, it's like zelim shigazal, im kein shigazal yachzir. Hareshal Khalafanecha, sorry. Right? As long as there's no Shinui, and you could say Hareshal Khalafanecha, so you could be Poter, the Chiyuv HaTashlumin, with the payment of the Ben. Or maybe it's not even Poter, maybe it's viewed as one being included or subsumed in the other. But that doesn't mean that when the Be'en is destroyed, that's the moment where that triggers the Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Chiyuv Tashlumin began already at the moment of Karen. Now, if we explain that the Be'en, as long as there is a Be'en, there is no Tashlumin, if that's true, so then Karen Kein Shaganav is no longer obvious at all. Maybe you need Exar Sakasov to teach you Achila Karen Kein Shaganav? Yeah.
One could understand this question possibly could relate to whether or not the tashlumin is itself, the tashlumin is itself a kiyum in Hashava.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to it.
It really is a continuation of the
Hashava,
which becomes transformed to tashlumin, in which case it would be
Kishas. Right. The Bali Tosis, for example, hold that way. Right. The Bali Tosis, absolutely. This is an issue that affects Hashava and affects the Chiyuv Tashlumin. But as we've noted already, and we'll discuss it when we get to that Sugin Bab Mitzia, when we talk about Yiyush. But Tosfos in a number of places holds that Tashlumin is Hashava. Okay. The Rambam holds that Hashava l'chud v'Tashlumin l'chud. Now, the question is a little bit different for the Rambam Udime and for Bali Tosfos Udimam. We know this in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Gneva and Hilchos Gzela, where the Rambam says there is no Beheshavs like Gzela and Gneva. All there is Nitol and Tashlumin. And even in Gzela, as long as there's a ban, it's a din in Hashava. The second is no longer ben, it's a din of Tashlumin. We also had it in the different formulations, possibly, of Tosis in Bava Kamma and Tosis in Shavuos, when we talked about Keifa. And we talked about the Chi of Keifa, correct. And Shtar. So it comes up in a number of places, you're absolutely correct. Is Be'en Tashlumin, and is Tashlumin Be'en? Or are these really two different things entirely? And if they are two different things, does one even begin as long as the other exists, or are they simultaneous? These are the questions. Okay. So basically, we now know that it's possible to say Dalad Vehei and Kefel Bizman Hagneva if the triggers of the Gneva really apply, certainly for Kefel, maybe even for Dalad Vehei. And it's also possible to say Keren Bizman Hotzom and Olam, or maybe even the kind of Hamad Abedin, if indeed, as long as there is a Be'en, there is no Chiyuv Tashlum. Okay. So having said that, I think we can identify three basic perspectives on explaining Keren Kein Shekar. The first is that, like we just said, it is an unnatural Zeros HaKosuv driven halacha that has to do with Shumas Tashlumei Gneva Tzedin Kiyum HaTashlumin that defies the Mechayev. If one reads the Gzeres HaKosuv, if a Gzeres HaKosuv means that, and you read the Gemara in our Sugya, Kipshuto, Achil Keren, Kein Shaganav, that relates to the Keren, that would be the conclusion to reach. Why should it be so? The explanation we just gave, which is Hashava dominates and Tashlumin doesn't even exist within Hashava or side by side, neither within Hashava nor side by side. Those are two different points, right? Noah's comment is important for that. It's not that Hashava is an aspect of Tashlumin, nor is Tashlumin an aspect of Hashava. They're lechud, and they're also not simultaneous. It's all about only Hashava until the moment of the destruction of the end, then it becomes Tashlumin, in which case Keren Shaganav is against the grain. You need Gzeres HaKosuv. It's a din in Shuma and Kiyum Tashlumin. Achya LeKeren Kein Shaganav. That might be the shita of the Rebbe O'Neill, who understands, who seems to understand, that Achil Keren Kein Shaganav really is a Gzeres HaKosuv, unlike the conclusion of Balei Tosas, which is that Achil Keren Kein Shaganav is meant to contrast to Tashlume Kefal V'Dalad Vehei Kashas Amad Abedin. That's the real Gzeres HaKosuv. It doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, but that's the conclusion Balei Tosas came to. This is also the Hava Mina of Tosas when they asked the question about the Gzeres HaKosuv, and the Havamin of Tosas more explicitly on Samachay Omid Beis. Right, Tosas on Samachay Omid Beis, you have it there, Ari? Samachay Omid Beis, just quickly? Excellent, go ahead. Tema?
Tema, my Lord Delphi, going to the Kara Shabi Zuzo and Sub Shabi Dalit.
The Lo Karav. I mean, you could disagree with Rav, and you could say that Kefel and Dalad Vehei are Kishas Gneva, right? The Chum Shazuza Kishas Amad Abedin. Go ahead. Yeah, okay. So basically, what do we, this is the Havamin of Tosas that Tosas rejects, right? That in theory, one could say everything is switched. And that Keren would be at the later time, and Kefel would be at the earlier time. Turns out it's not such a terrible svara after all. Yeah.
According to the Tosafot, it doesn't extend to those very abstract possibility of no logic whatsoever. It's just sort of throwing it out as an option you can formulate.
Right.
And then his answer is, it doesn't seem
well,
to
I don't know. And its answer is?
It sounds like Tosafot's answer is, since there's no logic to it, that's why you can't say it.
And what was the Havamina? I mean, this is Gzeres HaKosuv. I thought the Havamina would be that, you know, that you would explain that the Karen really doesn't begin at this moment. I mean, you're saying the Havamina is totally arbitrary. I guess I don't.
I mean, if there's a lack of arbitrariness to the Havamina, that would mean there must be something that worked. Because the whole answer is, the basis of his answer is, there's no lack of Havamina, and therefore there's always been a Chalik HaKosuv.
Okay, could be. I'm just saying, in the Gemara at least, Tosas is saying, maybe you could say this in the Gemara. Okay, and Tosas is saying, well, I don't understand the logic of it. I'm just saying, if you freeze the point of, maybe you could say it in the Gemara, as opposed to, well, we never had anybody who ever said anything. Because according to Tosafot on some Chayim Beis, the Gzeras HaKasuv isn't what teaches you Karen Kain Shagana. Right, Achel Karen Kain. We know that. Kol HaGazanim Mishalem Kishas HaGzela. It only teaches you Kefal Dal Vehe Kishas HaMad HaVedin. So when Tosafot on some Chayim Beis considers even the possibility that there could be such a Shita, he says, I don't know, I think it's illogical. I'm just free, you're right, I'm zeroing in on the, if there would be such a Gemara, what would it be based on? The answer is, or maybe it's our way of saying, well, if there would be such a Havamina, this is what it would be. Either way, in Real Milonil, who has language of the Real Milonil? You have it? In your magic book there? Seems like your book is, I found the Tosafot read, right? Yeah, no, I'm talking about whether my book is worse than your book or not. I did find the Tosafot read, but it is still missing the Ravid for some reason. Which is particularly interesting that you of course would have a book which I would have arrived at considering.
It's the other Ravid.
I know. It's sad. Yeah, go ahead. Last year's discussion. Go ahead.
Which comment of the
Rimel
with regard to
the Rimel learns Achel Karen Kain Shaganav as exerts a concept relating to Karen. If you don't have it, we'll pick it up on it tomorrow because I don't want to take the time. But you have it there?
It doesn't sound like he's saying that Yisvara the Machayv makes sense. You have a glove.
Sorry?
Did you read it?
Yeah. Okay.
Does it read? Can you read it?
I think it's a stronger one than the other, like two of
them.
That one sounds more sorry, but it is based on the Gzeres HaKasuv though. Right. The Gzeres HaKasuv. Because there are really two questions. One is, what the Bali tells us to do, which is important, is they think the Gzeres HaKasuv itself has nothing to do with Karen. The purpose of the Gzeres HaKasuv is to be Mamayit, or to be Menaged, really, Kefal and Dalad Dehei. There's a group of Rishonim who think that's wrong, that the Gemara's Kipshuto, that Akel Karen Kein Shaganav, relates to Karen. There's also some of the Shonos in the Shita Mukabetz. I thought it was the Rima Lunil, was maybe more explicit.
Rabbi Yonasan, the Shita?
Yeah.
He says it's there. She says Achayim
on the Gneva. Go ahead.
And relates to the possessive Karen, opposite the
possessive. Exactly. That's Rabbi Yonasan, Ben Yonasan.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. The Bali Tosis we know disagree. Now let's get back to the Bali Tosis for a second. So according to Bali Tosis, there's a logic behind Karen Kane Shagana. But even then, I think that there are two explanations. Yeah.
Yeah, one could have said that even if you hold Kane Shagana, it's not because we disagree. It's that you disagree when it's Behen, it's considered to be in the Roshus of the Nigna.
We'll get to that. I mean, Kinanim. We'll get to that
in
a second.
Yeah, he's going there, but he comes high of the Shulman.
Right. Just hold off one second, because those are the two things I want to say. So let's assume there's a group of Rishonim who think that it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, maybe even against the grain. We now understand what that explanation is, just as we'd understand what Tosafot HaVamina might have been in that line of the Gemara, that Karen would be Dafka later because of the Be'en precluding the beginning of the Chi of Tashlumin, and therefore it's only again in the Tashlumin, the method of Tashlumin, the Shuma, and so on. But, if it is Misvara, which is the view of the Bali Tosis, I think there still can be two explanations. One is simply what Dani said before, which is that this is the Zman Achiyuv. But it could go a step further, and I think this is what Noah is suggesting as well. And that is, in addition, or more important than it being the Zman Achiyuv, it may be the Zman Akinyan. The issue of Karen Kein Shaganav may have to do with not only what is the Mechayev of Gneva and whether Chiyuv Tashlumin begins right away, but more to the point, whether it's frozen at that point in time as well. Because, as the case that Eli was talking about before, Idbar Mimela and so on, there really is another question. Even if the moment of Chiyuv begins in terms of Tashlumin, the moment of the Maisa Gneva Gezela, does it end there? Let's say the fluctuation in price is such that, let's say, the price goes up. It doesn't go down. and it's hit bar mimela. So the halacha is kol hagazanim mishalmin kashasa gzela karen kain shagana, according to almost everybody. Right? Why? Why don't you say the Geneva continues? The Geneva starts at the Chiv Tashlum and starts at the moment of the Geneva. But every second that I hold on to the Chayfats, I continue to steal it, to withhold it from you. Every minute that I'm not Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sashava, I'm a Gazlan and a Ganav. I'm renewing that action. In which case, charge me for, again, you're not going to charge me for each Geneva as if it's the same Chayfats. Again, it's not, it's a double jeopardy. You're not going to say, oh, charge him $1 million for the $10 theft because, you know, it was a $10 theft and another 10, and then it also went up, and it was a 20, and then it went down, it was 5, and just keep, you know, obviously that's, we're not talking about that. That's absurd. That doesn't make any sense. But what I'm saying is there are different, if the Geneva continues, or the Gazela continues, so charge him for the highest point of the Gazela. You're not going to double charge him, but let's throw the book at him. Let's be machmir. So that needs us to come to one. So itpar mimela, in other words, is a challenging halacha, which probably needs us to come to one of two conclusions. That is, either the maisa gneva or gazela ends, and it's not defined simply by suppression of the chayfets, by the taking of the chayfets, in which case, the only option you have, if you want to get me for gazela, is kishas agzela, kein shagana. There might be some problems associated with that, but that's one explanation. Therefore, idbar mimela, yuchayev, according to the lower price of the kein shagana. Or, if the maisa continues on some level, or maybe the reason that it doesn't, is because of kinyanig zela or kinyanig gneva, the exact issue that we just spent so much time, or 2 days at least, speaking about. Namely, the chayfetz, when it increases in price, who's benefiting from that increase? The ganav for the nignav? Now, of course, it's a tricky question. Because even if you take the most ambitious formulation of kinyanig gneva, we still know that the nignav remains a factor. We know there's a competitive kinyan relationship, according to that perspective, between the ganav and the nignav. Right? It remains to be seen who's in a stronger position. We'll analyze it tomorrow. We'll go into this more fully. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gezer lo nisyosho b'ilim zev zeh eni yochol lakdisho zeh lefishenu shalom zeh lefishenu b'shuso." So to be technical about it, right? So the fact is that the problem of the ganav and gazlan seems to be more formidable than the problem of the nigzal and the nignav. The problem of the ganav and the gazlan seems to be zelafishena shalom, a curtailment of his bailus. The problem of the nignav and the nigzal seems to be ena brishuso, which may be a mixas ena shalom too, but if it is, if you take literally the formulations, it sounds like the nignav and the nigzal is more of a bailin than the gone over the Gazan. But having said that, still, le'inyan the gzela, as opposed to le'inyan the other things, it's one thing to say, you know, to be makdish, the chayfetz, you have to be a bailin. To be makdish, the chayfetz, you have to be a bailin. But le'inyan the chayfetz ha'ganuv and gazel, how much is it valued? You might say, le'inyan davar zeh, the increased value of the chayfetz accrues to me. To me, meaning me, the kind of the Goslin. So as far as that's concerned, that would explain why itbar minela, the chayfetz is now worth 5 times what it was worth. Doesn't matter. Because from the moment of the geneva, not only that, throughout, that's the moment of the chiyu, but it's also the moment of the kinyan. From that moment on, it's nisyaker, or zal, in my rishus. How you navigate between Itbar Mimela and Tavra Vashasya, for which you're chayiv at a later point? So that's a challenge. We have to figure that out. In fact, the language that Josh was quoting earlier, if I'm correct, right, was in the, from the Rashi and Bava Metzia, was exactly, you know, Rashi is trying to navigate between Itbar Mimela and Tavra Vashasya. In whose Rashus is this Chepetz? Rashi is trying to explain there, Tavra Vashasya, that, right, that the Chepetz remains in the Rashus of the Bailim. That's what you're quoting, right? It's based on our Gemara, but Rashi expands it on it more. That the Chepetz remains in the Rashus of the Bailim, and therefore, when you destroyed it, when you were Tavra Vashasya, it was the Bailim's Chepetz. Why is that true, Linyan Tavra Vashasya, but not Linyan Itbar Mimela, the original Geneva? So that's a challenge. We have to figure that out. That has to do with the Tavra Vashasya Sugya, which can foreshadow, which is, it's Mazik, it's Gezel, it's a new Gezel, as opposed to a continuation of the old Gezel. We'll delineate those shitas. But this basically is telling us more than what we said before. It's not just that this is the Shas HaChiyuv, this is also the Shas HaKinyan. But for that, you really have to hold that probably that there's some significant Kinyan in Gnevo Gzela. So again, if you hold that there is, and there are indications of that, we'll discuss, sum up the indications again tomorrow, just very briefly, then fine, that's great. It's the best way to explain, most ambitious way to explain Rav's Halacha, Karen Kane Chagana. If, on the other hand, you say, kind of like what Tulsa is saying in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, and Ayin Beis Amid Aleph, you know, the Ganav doesn't really own the Chepetz much either. You know, just Linyan Chiyuv Onsen. That's about it. And he almost dismisses it, or maybe even the Chiyuv Onsen is just a din of Maisa Gneva Maisa Gzela. So then you're not going to be comfortable with this position. Or certainly if you were to say that Ganav has Kinyanim and a Maisa Kinyan, and Gazlin doesn't, or even the Ganav only requires it for Kefo. If you downplay Kinyan of Ganav and Gazlin, and you explain some of the phenomena that seem associated with it in other ways, like Shini Kona and Tashma, explain them in other ways. But Kalak Gazlanim, Mishal, Mikashas, like Zela, just like Rav says, Karen Kane, Shagana. If the din is the same, which it is for every Rishon except for the Tosas Rid, then obviously it's not so much rooted in Kinyanim. It's sufficient to give the explanation of natural Shas, Achiyuv, and Chiyuv. You don't need anything more than that. Okay, so basically, to sum up, we're going to document this in detail, all the makoros that I gave you tomorrow, but basically we have three perspectives to explain Karen Kane Chagat. One is, it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, it's against the grain. Another way to explain that, if you want it in a more moderate way, is you need a Gzeres HaKasuv to teach you that this is the rule, because otherwise one might have thought that as long as it's a Chiyuv HaShava, there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin at all. Chiyuv Tashlumin only is engendered at the moment when Ashava is no longer a possibility. That's one perspective. That would explain the need for the Gzeres HaKasuv, and maybe even if the Gzeres HaKasuv is against the grain, it's a din in Tashlumin and Shuma. Second perspective, and third, Karen Kane Shaganav is a natural halacha. It's part of the regular dinam of Mechayiv of Gneva, Ugzela. And maybe you don't even need a Gzeres HaKasuv for that. You need the Gzeres HaKasuv for the Dalabed, Kefal, Kishas, Hamadav Adin. But even then, there are two perspectives. One is, this is the Zman HaChiyuv and the Maisa HaMechayiv. You just have to explain why it doesn't continue. It's one perspective. I think that's really the perspective most associated with Balei Tosas. And certainly a lot of the Tosas and Avodah Zarah, that would make more sense. Then you can explain Gneva and Gzela, even if Gzela doesn't really have those kind of Kinyanim. Or the most ambitious, which is, this is all a din, not only the Mechayiv and Maisa Gneva, but Kinyane Gneva. Le'inyan davar zeh, the ganav, in one respect, is al yado al yona, over that of the nignav. Okay, so we'll explain the background for this and some of the expressions of it tomorrow. Regular time tomorrow.